Welcome to Burrito Quest week 53. This is the week of the Stone Cold Stunner.
I think it's wise that you started this recording earlier.
Yeah, these burritos are small, so we started just about when we started eating them. Anyway, they have in them two steak, pico, barbecue, and provolone. Did he put provolone in there?
Sure did. I saw him cut it up.
All right.
Barbecue sauce, once again, cooked out. They've made it spicier. Barbecue sauce and pico is one of my favorite combinations they have.
Really?
Yeah.
This is pretty spicy.
And it gives it some sweetness, anyway. I'm getting a little of that weird teriyaki-ish flavor.
Right. Like the caramelized sugar.
Well, I think it's partly the provolone, too. Provolone cheese, I think, tastes... Well, it ends up making it taste a little different. Because I don't think it's as salty as the normal cheese they use.
It's not bad, though. It's like kind of a spicy burrito.
Mine is pretty fucking hot, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's spicy. Yeah. I just had a big clump of pico, and yes.
Wham. Time for some Sprite Zero.
That's right. So.
Well, I've discovered more burritos that we didn't know existed.
What the fuck?
Not only their
weekly... Are they adding them to the list?
No, they had their weekly special that's been there for 3 weeks now called the McGlovin.
Yeah.
Secondly, there is the upload and the download. There are daily specials for Saturday and Sunday only. So I'm wondering if we need to do some sort of special burrito quest to get the upload and the download.
No, only Saturday and Sunday?
Each Saturday and Sunday they have the upload and then the download the next day.
Hmm.
And it's like a steak and veggies and some other third ingredient with a hint of barbecue,
fucking veggies.
It says.
Well, a hint of barbecue?
It says a hint of barbecue. Are
they using barbecue beef?
I don't know. Or I can't say. So, yeah, this is okay. Kind of. Not a very... Oh, it's drooling. Not a very talkative burrito, though. I don't think I have a lot to say about this.
It's hot.
Yeah, it tastes... I mean, obviously it tastes similar to last week. It's just without the potatoes and the veggies.
It's almost like
a... barbecue sauce, and then you got it.
It's almost like diet burrito.
A diet? Why? Because it's so small?
It's small, and it just has, like...
Oh, you're little!
Some basic ingredients, and it's, like, just beef. Most of the barbecue sauce is cooked off.
They cooked into the onions. They're all brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the onions in this, though.
Yeah, this is really working with the steak. This is not a bad burrito.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody wants something that's not like... I mean, I wouldn't say this is New Mexico.
It's kind of just lackluster.
This is kind of like a Texas burrito. It's like a El Paso...
Tex-Mex.
Burrito. Yeah, Tex-Mex. That's a good one.
Yeah. That's not bad. Oh, man. So we moved Burrito Quest to Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
also.
It's not even
a big change.
The beginning of the week.
Not really a big change. But it did leave me feeling like, what the fuck, last night?
Yeah.
I was supposed to be doing something.
I felt a little bit of loss when I was making, instead of burritos, which I wasn't making, instead of buying burritos, I made a steak. And it just wasn't the same.
Did you wrap it in a tortilla?
No, I put it on a plate.
Kind of a sense of loss.
I should have like wrapped it in my hands.
and cried.
I mean, that's actually what happened. Well, I know this is a small burrito, but I'm going to do two salsa cups anyway.
I ate beans, and I discovered that we were out of tortillas.
So you couldn't even have a tribute burrito.
The beans were good.
I had another burrito from them this weekend.
The Big Asada? The
Big Asada, yeah. It was pretty good, you know. If I'd known about this one, I might have pre-gamed this one. It's pretty good. Or I think it's against the rules. Like, I refuse to buy a burrito we haven't eaten yet.
Yeah. I have yet to do that. And I won't. That's what I mean. I don't like salsa on this.
It doesn't need it.
I like salsa in general.
You don't need it.
The salsa kind of smooths out for me the pico flavor. Like, instead of the pico just tasting like vinegary jalapeno, which is still pretty good, it smooths it a little. No, that's what I think.
Whatever, Ben.
I'm
really hungry.
I kind of wish they put more provolone in it, because whenever you get the provolone-y parts, it's actually, that's interesting. But
yeah.
But isn't that provolone just
creamy?
Kind of Yeah, almost like it has Milanesa. Wouldn't that be good?
How come Isaac's not talking at all? Huh? What the fuck is wrong with you?
What is burrito?
I'm off.
You're staring off into space.
I mean, we're all a little off. This is kind of a quiet.
I have a pretty badass spice buzz right now.
Spice buzz.
Is this? I don't know if it's just the temperature or the spice. This is really fucking hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm liking it a lot.
When they cook the pico and the barbecue sauce together, it creates some of their hottest burritos.
Like, this is hotter than the chorizo. I think it's just the pico,
man. I think we're just getting hot jalapenos right now.
Yeah, like, you said that before, that the crop might have been...
Because last week's, it had pico and it was hot too. Man, I have barbecue sauce.
Man, I got a good burn going on.
Yeah.
I wish
it's on my lips.
This would be like a good work burrito, you know, if you're like out working somewhere and it's hot and you make a bunch of small ones of these.
What you're saying is when you're doing work outside and it's hot, you like to eat hot food. What the hell? You know there's a theory for that.
What is that theory, Dave?
Latin American theory of hot and cold.
So when it's cold or something. You eat cold food?
Well, it flips back and forth. It depends on like which culture you talk to.
Okay, so say we're talking to Mexicans.
Because I think, I don't know, and this could be total bullshit.
Cryptozoology.
Okay, say we're talking to Colombians.
Well, I think a difference between like South America and Asia. One says if you have a fever, you should eat hot foods. The other one says you eat cold foods to counteract it. Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, no, I've heard that, like the Mexican belief that when you get a fever, you want to
sweat it out.
I don't know, whenever I'm kind of like feeling like sort of vaguely sick, but not like sick, like maybe like an edge of a cold, I really want Mexican food.
You want comfort food, you want lots of fats.
I think that's what it is, yeah. Or that's the opposite of that theory. I guess that means that I'm not Latino.
What? Did you think you were Latino? Because you're not. I mean, the beard, it doesn't help you become Latino. Babe.
Mexicans can grow beards.
It's true.
I don't know if you know
that. So can white people.
Liar! Wait. Well, I mean,
doesn't Alex have some kind of facial hair?
Hmm?
He's kind of Mexican.
Yeah, he's probably got a goatee or something.
Alex?
I don't know.
He's kind of a little goatee.
He thought we were still talking about you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Yeah, this is...
We're supposed to be talking about this burrito.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Apparently we're not talking about shit.
This burrito is... I think we need to rate this burrito.
I agree. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to rate it.
I think I'm going to rate this burrito. I'm going to rate it Beagles.
Okay.
What do you think about Beagles?
I fucking love Beagles.
What are you asking us? It's your rating.
I feel the same way about Beagles.
I had a goddamn Beagle.
I like Beagles. You know how Beagles, like, you can get, like, a little Beagle, and he's, like, a little Beagle, and he's really awesome, but you can have a huge Beagle, and they're really cool, too.
No, that's called a Basset Hound.
So you love this burrito?
I do. Well, I mean, I like it.
Is that it?
Those Beagles.
Beagle. Whoa.
Ben's rating is, I like this burrito.
Could I do that? Because I could have done that for like the last 50 weeks. I think that was pretty good.
No, you can't do that.
Shut up, Isaac. I give this like a 4 on a scale of 1 to 5.
God, no! We were falling backwards.
A solid 4.
Oh, no, old school.
Definitely Beagle. Definitely Beagle.
Definitely Beagle. Okay, Isaac, what you got?
I don't know.
I'll rate it squirt guns in the summertime. It's fun. And you squirt people.
Does it have to be summer?
Well, that's my rating.
Well, could it be like squirt guns at any time?
In the wintertime? No, that sucks, dude. Because in the summertime, when the water dribbles on you, well, that's okay, because it's fucking hot. But in the wintertime, that shit dribbles on you, now you're wet. Hey, you're cold.
That makes sense.
So I like this burrito, is what I'm saying. Squirt guns in the summertime. It's fun, and lots of people like it. Not everybody. Not the people you're squirting in the face.
That makes sense, actually. That really does make sense.
Wow. Who is the king of Burrito Quest now, you motherfuckers?
That's actually kind of deep, really.
Yeah, not really, dude. That's squirt guns in the summertime.
The Stone Cold Stunner is pretty good, except for the people who get squirted in the face.
Well, not some people don't like spicy food.
It works. No, it does work.
Okay.
I still like my rating. I still like Beagles.
Thank you for your approval of my policy.
No problem. I really wanted to hate your policy, but I tried.
Okay. I'm just going to write it, squirting Beagles in the summertime.
No.
Squirting Beagles on your day off. No, I mean, it's on your day off. That's pretty good, but you're squirting a Beagle.
I mean, I like Beagles, you know? Well, what do they do to you?
All right.
Let's hear it.
Oh.
You had plenty of time to think about it.
Oh. I thought it was... I'm going to rate this contraceptives. Like condoms. Latex condoms.
All right.
Because the alternative is better.
The ones that heat up.
But you know, they do serve a purpose, and they're a good old standby.
What's the alternative here?
Barebacking.
No, in the burrito.
I'll bareback this burrito.
Theme, damn it.
No, it's a standby. So it's a good old standby. I'd rather have a deer hunter. Deer hunter would be like barebacking, or what's that one we really liked? Kid Dynamite?
What, fucking?
I wonder what would be in that.
Turn this goddamn burrito quest off. Why do I even rate this shit?
So it's condoms. Now that kind of makes some sense, I guess.
Did you say condoms or contraceptives?
So it could be like birth control pills.
No, it could be the...
I meant condoms.
Oh, condoms.
What's it called? Some of the other ones?
Is there like a specific brand?
Trojan Magnum?
I guess.
Because this burrito is a little small.
And yeah, I would,
maybe you shouldn't write it Magnum. Mm.
Maybe we should turn off the burrito quest. God, how about that?
Such a
hater.
Hey, why are you hating on burrito quests?
Squirt my rating in the face with your goddamn beagles and shit.
Isaac's tired of burrito quests.
I'm cranky.
It's a pretty good rating, actually. I think it makes sense.
Okay. All right, so next week... oh, God. Next week we eat the...
I like beagles, too.
And I like condoms.
Next week we get to eat the trucker special.
What's in this?
Every breakfast meat, almost, except ham.
No, that's not true. That's not true. There's another burrito on the list between this one and that one.
What is it?
The Bear.
The Bear?
The Bear.
Barbecue brisket green chili cheese.
When the fuck did that come in?
It's on the list.
That's a
really?
I swear.
Really good.
How come we didn't find it?
Because your list is sleek.
Stupid.
Oh, what is this shit, dude? We didn't say we were going to be... God damn it, this burrito has gone forever.
I took pictures of this.
Fuck. Is there any we have to retroactively do?
All right, so next week we're going to eat something. It'll be a burrito. We have no idea what the name is now.
The douchebag.
Join us next week. Hopefully Isaac won't stare off into space so much.
We'll see.
Hopefully Dan will be such a big face.
Thinking about condoms.
So much.
Adios.